welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And this time, I'm the one calling in.
It's because you break laptops.
I do.
Bro.
I break laptops left and right. And then I had a good laptop, but then I had to give it back. Because it belonged to my bosses that are no longer my bosses. Sad face.
I'm gonna do the that stick figure shrug emoji.
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I still can't figure out how to actually do it though.
Oh, there's a real easy way. You Google it and then you copy and paste it.
Look,
I don't know how to do it either.
Not, you're sounding like a real millennial right now.
I'm almost like, if someone sends that to me, I'm like, how did you? What did the? That's impossible.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna Google it.
Oh, the Google machine, beholder of all things. So how's it going? We missed a week.
Yeah, I was a bit sick.
You got sick again.
A little bit of a cough.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Emma is now sickly.
Dude, why is every show just us talking about someone being sick? That doesn't make for good radio.
I mean, it's kind of the nature of parenting, though, isn't it?
Yes.
To a certain extent. It's parenting is one of those things where there are bright spots, and all of those bright spots are in between the times when either you or your kids are sick.
That's true. Although, when they're sick, many times when they're in recovery,
right,
they're calm as shit.
And they get mega cute.
Yeah, so there are some bright spots there.
Right.
But it's, you know, when you're in the throes of them being sick, that shit is gross.
It's rough. Yeah. It's rough. Yeah, and we're at a weird phase in Emma being sick right now. So she was good for like a week. And then she started like coughing in her sleep again, and it's just congestion. And took her to the doctor. It's just, you know, a basic cold, that sort of thing. And, but no fever yet.
That's good.
So it's like she's not sick, but she is sick, and she's like coughing her brains out, but she's, you know, it's like she doesn't have an ear infection or anything like that. So
right.
It's, you know, it's one of those that we have to give her, you know, we give her honey, a little bit of honey before bed, so that she can breathe easier and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I don't know. She'll get over it eventually, but in the meantime, she just comes home from daycare with monster boogies.
Well, daycare, and everybody who has kids in daycare knows this, is just a cesspool of germs. And we've talked about it, I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
Many.
Many, many, many.
You know, and I always love... It's like you get the sheet of paper sent home where it's someone in the program has,
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
you know, hand, foot, and mouth. Ear, nose, throat disease. That's not a thing.
Right.
They've contracted lupus.
Yeah. In my favorite is when they have one, like, disease or whatever, or illness or something printed on the front side. And then you flip it to the back. It's like, oh look, there's more. There are other things going on.
Yeah. How did a toddler get the swine flu?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I hate. I'm like, oh great. Some of the kids have lice. Oh, fantastic.
Oh nice.
Never.
Oh, that's exciting.
Never want to go back there. Ever again.
Soon we won't have to, will we?
To lice or the sheets?
Oh, well.
I mean,
both.
Lice, that shit is everywhere.
Yeah.
We never got it till Sophia got to kindergarten.
Yeah.
So, you know, take that for what it is. But no, soon, as in a year and a half.
Yeah.
Neither of us will have a child in the daycare system.
Child, at least that's the plan, anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, they're...
Well, we'll see.
I mean, Maddie and Emma are going to be at the bottom of the age bracket.
Right.
As far as, you know, kids in their school. Because, at least for us, the cutoff for being able to start kindergarten is you have to be 5 by September 1st.
Right, yeah.
And Maddie will turn 5 August 21st.
Yeah.
Which, this year, kindergarten started on August 15th, so if it's still... I think they start on the third Monday in August. So it kind of depends. Like, next year, it's like August 20-something. It might be 21st next year. But then the year after, you know, who knows. So she's either going to be 4, about to turn 5 when she starts, or she'll have just turned 5, which... It seems so, like, right now I'm like, you know, she'll be fine. But then I'm like, she'll be so young.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I had friends who were, like, the young ones, like, that I graduated with, who's like, they turned 18 after we graduated high school.
That's weird.
Like, we graduated in June, and their birthdays were back-to-back days. Like, July 30th and July 31st.
Wow.
And I'm like... Meanwhile, I'm turning 18 in December. You know? And I have other friends who were turned 18, like, August.
Right.
And it's just... You know, so it's... You can see... Like, I remember growing up, like, you could kind of see the ones who were the youngest, and their maturity levels were a little less.
Yeah, like... You know? Like, I remember I was one of the kids who started... I started kindergarten when I was 5. And I remember there being, like... I basically refer to them as the big kids in class.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, the 6-year-olds or the 7-year-olds that were, like, a little bit bigger than me and a little bit better at, you know, spelling and stuff like that than I was. That sort of thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too concerned. I mean, I'm going to be happy when I'm like, no more daycare.
Exactly.
Because it's like, you know, you stop paying that, and if you can get away with not having to pay before or after school care, I mean, it's like you're giving yourself a pay raise.
Basically, yeah.
You know, like several $1,000 a year in a pay raise, which is nuts. But you know, who knows what costs of things are going to be in the next year and a half with you know, with what's going on with the changes in the government.
Right. Which, you know, it's just, I don't even know what to say about that right now. I just don't.
No, I'm not hopeful. But, you know, we'll see what happens, but I'm not a hopeful person.
Yeah, see, that's the thing with me. As much as I am disappointed that my candidate didn't win, I am slightly optimistic and slightly fearful, because even with all the stuff that was said and talked about and promised and that sort of thing during the presidential race, I don't feel confident that I know for sure what this administration is about and is going to do.
Because none of them know either.
Right. So I'm just, you know, I'm slightly optimistic and, you know, maybe that's, you know, foolish of me in a way, but I'm gonna stay optimistic about it and just take things as they come, you know.
Well, I will remain a pessimist.
Like a porn star.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awful. anyway, so speaking of schools.
Yeah.
So this morning, Sophia was saying, like, we're getting the girls ready, and Sophia's saying, she said, I don't go to school. I'm like, no, you do. She said, no, Maddie's in school, where I used to go with school. I'm like, no, that's preschool. I said, you're in elementary school.
Yeah.
I said, that's the difference. She said, I'm in elementary school? I said, yeah, you're in elementary school. She's like, I'm in elementary school? That's fucking weird. I was like, Sarah and I just looked at her. God. We're like, what did you say? She's like, nothing. And sorry. I was like, your friends say that? Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, knowing full well that I've said it entirely. And, you know, I hate this, but I've said it entirely too many times in front of her.
Right. You know. Yeah. What was it the other day when the bus just drove right past you guys?
Oh.
And you had to get in the car and follow it?
Oh, yeah, we
hit... You texted me about that. You were so... I barely responded because you were so pissed.
Yeah, so... I've said this before. I have an app on my phone that has, you know, shows when the bus is coming.
Yeah.
So I can see... So I knew it was down the road, and I'm trying to, like, find Sophia's hat and gloves because it's freezing. I can't find them. And I look up, and I see the bus is pulling up. So we walk out the door, and we're on the front porch. And she just, like, the lights didn't come on. She didn't see us, so she just kind of, like, rolled past the house. As I'm running, waving my arms, screaming stop at the top of my lungs.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I was so mad, and I'm like, damn it! And Sophia, like, I run inside to grab my car keys, and Sophia's, like, crying and, like, threw her stuff on the ground. And I'm like, get in the car! Because, so there's one, two, including our house, there's three stops on our street. And then it gets down to this four-way stops intersection, makes a left, and goes down to this neighborhood right off of there for, like, literally one or two kids for one stop.
Yeah.
And I said, I knew... where it went, and instead of going left, I'm like, I'd be stuck behind all the cars that are stuck behind the bus. I was like, there's no way we'll go that way. Going right and then making a right on our first street actually connects to the road that the bus takes to get to the other neighborhood. So it's basically two roads intersect, or it's basically a big circle without being a cul-de-sac or whatever. So I literally hopped in the car, windshield covered in frost, and not just like a sheet of frost, you know, like the little small snowflake looking ones that are just like spattered. It was those, so I can't see. So I'm like flying down the hill, and it's like literally a less than a 2 minute drive,
right?
But the thing, so there's two neighborhoods on either, there's like a neighborhood on either side of the street that we were on, and I said, Sophia, I said, which side does the bus go in? She said, I don't know. I'm like, where does Ava live? I don't know. I'm like, you go in there. And I just happen to look left, and I see the bus has just picked up the kids.
Oh, my goodness.
But instead of, like, driving through that entire neighborhood, it just, like, does, like, a little three-point turn in the one side street in the neighborhood. So I was like, sweet. I zip in. I pull over. I'm pretty much in the middle of the road. And I just throw up my two hands.
She's like, "You forgot my kid."
I was like, "Stop!" And so I'm like, "All right." I'm like, "Get on the bus." I was like, "We saw you." I was like, "We were running out, and you just kept going."
Yeah.
You know, you're supposed to stop and give the.
Yeah.
You know,
that's ridiculous.
Especially when it's freezing cold out, I'm not gonna keep them out front. You know, I'm not just going to, maybe I should, but the fact that it's at the driveway, if it were a bus stop where we had to walk somewhere, then yeah, you know, I'll drive the car and I'll sit right there.
Right.
You know, like everyone else does when it's freezing. I mean, I could have started the car, but we were running late getting out the door, and it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
But, you know, we're the first stop, and I get back, and my stepdad's like, catch him? I was like, oh, I caught him.
You bet your cat and picking ass.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I was like, that's not happening again. So we, thankfully, since then, we've been, she's actually been getting ready and able to get out the door with like 5 minutes to spare.
That's good.
Yeah, like she's been getting up out of bed, which has been a fight. Like before this, it's been such a fight. You know, trying to get them up and ready and get us out the door on time.
Right.
But yeah, it's been getting better, thankfully.
Yeah.
And I know that I've like talked about her behavior, like at school before, where she wasn't like, they have this color chart, right? Where it's called like, it's like being a good camper. So they have different colors for what kind of camper they are.
Okay.
Like, so blue is the best, and that's camp leader. And then green is, like, good camper. And you want to get those. You don't want to get yellow or red.
Right.
You know, it's basically a stoplight with that blue added. she, day after Christmas break, she got green and then came home with, like, yellows and a red, like, the rest of that week. And I'm like, dude, what is going on?
Because according to this chart, it looks like you're being a fucking asshole.
Yeah. And it's like, and there are numbers, like, numbers that she'll put on this calendar for each day along with their color, and the numbers correspond to, like, things that they did wrong. Like, being a distraction, not staying on task, being disrespectful to adults.
Gotcha.
Disruptive during nap time. Yeah, she's disrespectful to adults entirely too much. But, that being said, this week, fingers crossed, she's been green. And then yesterday, she jumped off the bus and was like, blue! So, like, first time ever in, you know, the 5 months since school started. Her new teacher started this color chart. It wasn't like this with her old teacher. So she finally got blue, and it corresponded with a day she got this thing called a roar ticket.
Okay.
R-O-A-R, roar. Let me see what it's... what it stands for. Basically, like, if a kid is, like, really good, they get these, like, a teacher can call them out. So
really
it is...
outstanding something.
Yeah,
something
it's...
like that.
No, it stands for, respect it, own it, accept it, responsible for it. So it's like if, like, any teacher can give a kid this roar ticket, and they make a huge, huge deal out of it. Where, like, they call home... Come on, phone. Trying to get you situated again. So they call home and, like, let you know that they're getting one, and they put on the morning announcements.
Right.
So, like, it's a big deal. So she actually got that. She was told she was getting one on Tuesday waiting in the bus room while they were taking attendance for getting the bus. So they called us yesterday. She, like, came home with that and the blue, and I'm like, holy crap, dude. Like, that's not like you at all. So, you know, it was nice. Took her out for pizza. Gave her... She's like, can I have ice cream? I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Might as well.
So I had this, you know, like the small, like, Wawa ice creams.
Yeah.
Small cartons. I had some in the fridge before from, like, a few weeks ago. She's barely touched. And so she literally, like, takes, like, a little spoonful. Okay, I'm done. I was like, sweet. And that can be all up on sugar.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been weird. It's been weird with Emma's attitude coming out of the holiday, especially since she's been sick. And also, it just so happened coming out of the holiday, she switched rooms at daycare.
Oh, that can do it.
So, basically, she's going from... she's going from the one room to the next, but... early in the morning when they have breakfast, they all go to, if you drop off your kid before 7:30, they have their breakfast in the room that she was originally in. So, if we don't get there early enough for her to have breakfast in that original room, she freaks out. She can't go directly to the new room, or she'll just freaking lose it. And, you know, she's been having some, little bit of communication issues with the teachers in the new room, but I mean, she'll figure it out. It's a transition, and hopefully everything will work out. But you know, the attitude at home has not been stellar. We'll put it that way,
right?
But it's very strange. Because she's still in that mode where, like, she'll be super, super happy and, like, excited for, like, 5 minutes. And then she'll get pissed about something for an hour and a half with, like, just little bursts of happiness in between. So, you know, I figure it's just because, you know, she was sick for a while and she's still feeling pretty sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been waking her up earlier than previously. Because I've been getting up earlier, and then we can get to school earlier, and she can have breakfast with her friends, that sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's an adjustment, you know, for her. You know, anytime you change the routine, you know, it's going to be kind of a pain in the ass.
Right.
And take adjusting to. I'll tell you what I am not looking forward to. And it's still obviously, you know, 5 months away.
Right.
But summer break.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I thought Christmas break was so long. And it was only 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's figuring out, okay, she's obviously not going to be in school for 2 months. So right. what are we going to do?
What are we going to do with this kid?
Yeah, I mean...
That's why they invented summer camp.
Yeah, which is expensive as hell.
Yes, it is.
And the downside with summer camps is, and I hate this because I'm like, I don't have that chunk of money. You pay for it up front.
Right.
Like, however many weeks you're going to have your kid there, you need to pay all of that up front. And I'm like, I don't have $2,000 to throw down, you know, right now.
Yeah.
You know, to put them in. So, you know, just trying to figure that out. There was, Sarah's dad had offered to basically be Sophia's camp for the summer.
Oh, yeah.
But he got a new job, which he had been looking for, which is awesome for him.
Yeah, that's great.
But he's like, I kind of feel bad because now I can't watch Sophia. Because, like, he loves Maddie, but, like, him and Sophia just have this, like, bond.
That's great.
Which is, you know, I love it. So he was a little disappointed in that. So now it's like, okay, let's see. All right, I work from home 2 days a week, but I'm not a summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to do work one of the days that I'm home.
Right.
And I don't just want her, you know, sitting around the house.
Nothing.
Yeah, so, like, we have 5 months, but you got to plan well ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we'll see, but I'm not looking forward to that until I'll know what everyone else has been going through.
Yeah.
You know, just find a stay-at-home parent who wants to watch my kid for free or a nominal fee.
I'm pretty sure that's called babysitting, but, you know.
Or one that I don't have to pay.
Oh, or that, too. Yeah.
Although there's...
Wait. You're not talking about me, are you?
Well, I wasn't, but now I might
be. Because I'm going to be getting a job soon, so.
No, I was not talking about you.
As much as I'm sure I would have a ton of fun hanging out with your kid.
No, I'm not talking about you. You know who probably will be home with a child at that point?
Who's that?
Will be Sarah's sister.
Oh, okay.
Because she's due in April. But I don't think I'll be like, hey, I know you're taking care of a newborn. But you want to watch your niece every single day? No.
Oh, what about the Musticos? They already have... Wait, was the third one born yet? I can't remember. Oh, I feel terrible.
No, I don't think so.
I can't remember. But anyway...
I forgot that Alex was having that they were having a third.
Yeah.
I totally spaced on that.
Well, maybe give him a call.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him in feels like forever.
Yeah. Hey, he's one of our favorite guys. He was on the podcast in the early days.
Yeah, with beers.
Yeah, he brought us beer. And he runs, helps to run the Philly Dads group, which is awesome.
Yeah,
gotta get back into that.
Well, you guys, it's been... I still get the emails for Philly Dad's group, which if you folks, local folks, have not joined, just check out Philly Dad's group on Facebook, and there's a link there to our, I'm not really involved too much, I just go, to our meetup page, where you can request to join, and one of us will approve it.
Yeah, and one of the cool things is, like, some people come in, and, they're like, all right, what do you guys got going on? We'll have a couple of things planned out. But the really neat thing is that you can make suggestions, too. Like, if you have an idea for a meetup, and, like, you know anybody who would want to come hang out, or if you meet a couple other guys from the group, and they have, like, a similar interest or something like that, or even if it's just going to the park and playing with the kids, you know, you can suggest stuff, you can recommend stuff, and then, bam, it becomes an official meetup.
Yeah, and there have been, I've been seeing a lot of suggestions coming in, a lot of new members requesting to join, which is awesome. Yeah. And I know it had been a frustration for Chris while he was running it, which he took a step back because he's going back to teaching, so he can't really do too much with it. But it seems like it's growing and, you know, kind of starting to get the traction that I know we've all been hoping for.
Yeah, definitely.
You didn't go to the Dad's Night Out on Friday, did you?
I did not get to go to that. I went to the last one before that one, but I didn't get to go this week because, you know, everybody feeling sick and whatnot.
Yeah, I was hoping to go, and then I realized that, like, 2 days...
It was at Victory, right?
It was at Victory in Kennett.
Nice.
Which, funny enough, we ended up going to Victory in Downeytown that night.
Anyway,
yeah. But I had been planning to go... So I was like, I have nothing going on this week, so I'll do, you know, my one night out, I'll do a night out, and it should be fine.
Yeah.
And then I remembered that my now former work wife, my friend Kelly,
right,
who you know, who helped us record our what was our why was just our flat out flatbread little video commercial we did for that. She
right.
was our videographer for it. She was no longer working with me, so it was a kind of a goodbye happy hour for her that Wednesday. So I felt bad saying I'm going out two nights in 1 week, and you know, this was something that I had told her, I'm like, yes, I will be there,
right?
Like, without a doubt, I will be there. So couldn't go to or Dad's Night Out, but there will be more.
Oh yes,
and we will go to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of which, you can also follow Philly Dads Group on the Twitters, on the Instagrams, that sort of thing. You can check out some of the stuff that we've done in the past and stuff that's coming up. And while you're doing that, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, at PBDadcast on both of those.
And Facebook is at PBDadcast.
And Facebook, yeah. If you go to Facebook.com/PBDadcast, you'll find us.
Yes. And speaking of Facebook, sort of, speaking of all the socials, we have been nominated for the Mommy Poppins Bestie Awards.
That's right.
So whoever nominated us, thank you. We appreciate that. We're nominated in the Best Social Media Mom or Dad in the Hood.
In the Hood.
Category.
In the Philadelphia area. Yeah.
We're up against some good people.
Stiff competition.
Yeah. The worst one's Jeff Bogle, because screw that guy, am I right?
I mean, his face and his you know, his tattoo and his, you know.
Yeah. So if you don't know Jeff, out with the kids, which you should know him because he's good at all the things.
All the things.
And then I believe we're the only two sets of dads in the group, and the rest are moms. So if you want to drop vote,
yeah,
we'll post a link. I'm not sure how long voting can go on for, but we can actually win some. Like, aside from winning the category, there's like these cool trips.
There's like trips and prizes and like gift cards and stuff like that. And we'll have the link up on the site and on Facebook where you can go and, you know, it's like a ballot form that you can fill out and vote for us.
Yeah, we'll.
If you please.
Yeah, I will. We'll make sure we get the link up there today. I'm not sure when voting ends for it.
I'm not sure. I think it's open for like 2 weeks. I can't remember.
Okay.
But I will find out.
Yeah, Mommy Poppins has been showing us some love for the last month.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, we were on the they didn't link to like to our Facebook page or anything, so I didn't see this post. It was the best Philly area mom and dad blogs, and and I click on it, and I was checking our website stats,
right?
And one of the referrers was Mommy Poppins with this like best of. I was like, what? And so I clicked on it, and there we are at the top of the list. I was like, that's dope.
Yeah, what's funny is somebody reached out to us about a Martin Luther King Day thing, which we didn't end up going through with, but somebody reached out to us about doing something. I was like, hey, we just saw you on the this, you know, Best of Parent Bloggers 2016, and I hadn't heard anything about it yet. So I was like, I think we were on a list similar to that last year. So maybe they meant to write 2015 instead of 2016.
No, I think...
But then I found out about it.
I know, yeah, we've been on a couple different lists this year, or for 2016. I don't remember being on one for 2015. Like, there was, like, the Baby Spot, which is a Canadian site, which was, like, dad bloggers, and it was, like, 50 people, so we were on there.
Right, yeah.
And I think around the time of the Iris Awards, someone local, and I forget her site, just listed a bunch of, like, great parenting podcasts, and they put us on the list.
Was that Clarissa Lasky?
No, it wasn't Clarissa's site.
Okay. It was somebody that we've met before. I remember that. Like, we met her at the, I think we met her at the Cool Bomb Picks place, party.
Last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I can't remember. But anyway.
We probably did, but I didn't remember, I didn't recognize the website. I just remember our name, like, we were on there.
Right.
So, you know, it's cool getting put on lists and all that, you know.
It makes you feel special.
Yeah,
it's one of those things you look forward to as a creator when people mention you among their favorites. It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I still feel like an amateur with what we're doing.
Oh God, know? Yeah. I mean, I keep, you know, going through laptops and illnesses and freaking. I mean, I'm doing this out of my iPhone right now. So, yeah.
You know,
technology is fantastic. I love the fact that we can do this.
Although, like I've said to you once, you know, I have my own house.
Right, yeah.
Hopefully with a basement or at least an area. I do love coming up and recording at your house, but it in your basement is a little difficult.
Our basement is kind of full of stuff, it's a little creepy.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's because there's no soundproofing between the first floor and your basement that it sounds, even like your wife or, you know, Emma are just walking, sounds like bombs are dropping.
Yeah, it's an old house, so
So it doesn't make for the best background noise. So, you know, I would like to make an area, as long as I have the space, where we can actually, you know, record together. Get our green screen and lighting and get our video game back on. Oh, we should do video games.
We should do video games. You said that and I was like, oh my gosh.
We should just...
Well, we both have Battlefront now.
Yeah.
Although I don't have the PlayStation Plus thing or anything, so I can't do multiplayer right now.
Oh, okay. No, I just meant like us sitting there. And we're just, you know, put
just
a camera on the TV.
Yeah.
Camera on us.
It would be like, if any of you listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, he does, because he's, you know, so involved in MMA and UFC stuff, his podcast, he does a fight companion episode every time that there's a fight event, where it's just him and, like, two other guys, and it's usually... you know, either two former fighters or, you know, somebody who's just not on the card that night or something like that. And they'll just sit there and they'll shoot the shit and they'll just watch the fight, you know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should do video game stuff. We're going to do our Poppin' Bottles Frozen Karaoke challenge.
Yes! I can't remember if I mentioned this on the last episode, but we were gifted this past Christmas a Frozen themed karaoke machine, and we have a playroom upstairs where there is a television that we can hook this thing up to, and I'm looking forward to it. We haven't set it up yet, but I'm actually looking forward to it because you can also buy other discs to go in it.
Oh, nice!
And like you can buy other Disney themed stuff for sure, and it could probably just, you know, just get other karaoke stuff in general.
Yeah. So us doing karaoke on there, I think, would be pretty funny. I'm not wearing a Disney princess costume.
Ah, come on.
Okay, maybe.
You be Anna, I'll be Elsa.
Yeah.
Or we'll have Emma dress up as Anna, because that's her favorite. And you can have, like, Maddie or Sophia dress up as Elsa. And then you can be Olaf, because you got that face. And, because I'm totally Kristoff. That's what Emma tells me anyway. Every once in a while, she'll just be playing, you know. And she'll, like, want to put on her Anna dress from way back in Halloween. She likes to put it on every once in a while.
Of course.
And she'll be like, I'm Anna, Mommy Elsa, you Kristoff. I'm like, okay, well, who's Olaf? She says, Pop-Up. Like, who's Sven? Mum-Mum.
I was going to say, you look more like a Sven.
I feel more like a Sven. And I feel like, you know, I got to grow the beard out again because I trimmed it recently. But yeah. I can pull up a Sven, for sure.
I wouldn't brag about that, but, you know, to each own.
Yeah, you know, I'm just the hip-hoppinest reindeer of all time. It's whatever.
Totally. Well,
can I tell you a secret real
what?
Quick?
What?
I actually have not watched Frozen from beginning to end.
Lucky son of a bitch.
I have yet to do that. Anyway.
Well, consider yourself lucky that you haven't. On that note, we're going to wrap it up.
All right, sweet.
So, as always, thanks for listening. You fine folks, and even you not so fine folks. I know some of you listen who aren't. Couth. I'm kidding.
Jeff.
We love you all. So,
we love you anyway, Jeff.
So keep an eye out for our links to the besties. Go give us a vote. Or don't. But we'd like you if you did.
Oh, yeah.
So, until next week, peace.
Bye.